Welcome to the Joyful Nourishment Podcast with your host, Lynn Thorstenson, a registered nutrition therapist and body image coach. This is a place for community and conversations about all things food, eating, body, body image, and so much more. I'm so glad that you're here. This is a short episode that I like to call Voice Notes from Lynn. And these are especially made for Substack. So in these shorter episodes, I will share something that have sparked my thinking. Maybe it might be something from a recent conversation I had with somebody, or it might be through something that I read or listened to, and that made me ponder and think further around these subjects, around food, eating, body image, and more. And I hope that this would be helpful for you in your own recovery journey. And again, as always, thank you so much for being here. So recently I had a conversation with one of my colleagues, and we were talking about things that typically come up in client sessions, stuff that we have experienced ourselves around food and eating. And one of the things that we touched on was how often we tend to reach for food when we're tired, and some of the challenges that come with this. So I see this often, and I definitely do it myself, that when we're tired, we reach for food even though we're not necessarily physically hungry. And there's a couple of reasons I think that we do this. Well, one, of course, is, you know, if your energy is running low, it makes sense that you're going to pick up some food. Where often we might pick up food that is easily accessible energy, so food that is quite high in sugar, because that's a quick way of getting that boost of energy. So rather than when we find ourselves in these predicaments when we're eating for non-hunger reasons, rather than judging ourselves and shaming ourselves for that, what tends to be so much more helpful is when we actually get curious about what we're doing. So if you find yourself eating when you're not hungry and you pause to check in, like, what's actually going on here? One of the things might be that you're noticing that you're tired and you're reaching for food to mitigate that. So of course it does make sense if we're eating something that we eat the food and it gives us a boost of energy. But another thing I think that also happens in this space of like tiredness, and particularly if you find that you're eating but the food isn't giving you what you need, and if what you really need is a rest, like maybe it's going to bed early, maybe it's having a nap during the day, maybe it's just taking 15 minutes out of your day to just sit still and maybe do some breathing or something to revive, then the food might not give you that. And then of course this means we might come up on around these things like, well, I can't do that, or who am I to, you know, take some time for myself. So we might bump up against all of these kind of internal challenges as well. So get curious, you know, if you're getting stuck there, that, oh, it's really difficult to allow yourself to take a break, to rest, to not be productive. And what comes up around that? What feelings, thoughts, emotions are you noticing around you taking a break? So we can eat when we're tired and the food will give us a boost, or we might actually need to take a break. So those are two things. And then another third thing that I both observed and that I also learned, I think it was in a podcast that I listened to some years ago, which I think it was with Evelyn Tripoli, who wrote the book Intuitive Eating, or co-wrote it, I should say, there, where she talked about, if it was her or if it's another author, where she talked about this, where we are using food as a way to take that break. So what we actually are looking for is to have this legit pause. But if we have internalized that we're lazy, we're not productive enough, we're not getting things done. If we're basically just take a break for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever we need. But if you're taking a break while you're eating, that's kind of protective time. That's more legit. A bit like if you're a smoker, you can take a smoking break and just smoke while you're not doing anything else but smoking. And somehow that is much more socially acceptable than if you just said, right, I need 15 minutes out, I'll be back. And you just go and, I don't know, sit for yourself, close your eyes, do nothing. So when we are eating, we're creating that space for ourselves, whether we need the food or not, but the eating experience in that time or reaching for the food creates that kind of bubble that my time and my needs are protected, whether the food itself is going to provide us with energy boosts or not. So I think that's such an interesting thing to think about. What are we trying to achieve when we're eating, when actually the underlying need that we identified is tiredness? And another thing that I've also observed often happens is at the end of the day, maybe after a meal, it's also common to eat and sit and eat in front of the TV, or just rewarding ourselves with a treat. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But sometimes we make it wrong because we have picked up diet culture beliefs that we're not supposed to be doing this, that we're supposed to stop eating before a certain time in the evening, or we find ourselves eating more food than what feels pleasurable or what feels comfortable in our bodies. And some of the things I think that can happen when that is what's present is that it's a way of, again, creating, whether you do it with food or whether you do it with alcohol, it's creating like a legit experiment or experience, I should say, to actually take that break, to say, okay, I'm allowed to rest. I have earned this. And if we can do it in ways that feels nourishing, that it is an experience that is actually enhancing, it's nourishing, it feels really good, what's wrong with that? But if we're doing it in a way that feels really punishing, or if it's a way that we can only rest if we kind of have earned it, we might want to challenge that a little bit. So these are my thoughts for this week around eating, tiredness, and what are we actually looking for when we're eating and we've identified that we're eating in response to us feeling tired. And there might be much more in this subject, but these are the couple of things that come to mind from the conversation that I had recently with my colleague. And I would love to hear what you think, what you have observed. Are you noticing when you're eating in response to tiredness? And what is helpful in that moment? Is it eating? Is it eating specific type of foods? Are you tired because you've actually run low on fuel and you haven't eaten for a long time, so the food is going to give you a boost of energy? Or are you looking for a break? Or are you looking for a reward? And are there barriers to do those things because your internal dialogue is, while rest is unproductive, or rest is lazy, or anything along those lines? I'm really curious to hear from you. So please head back to Substack and leave a comment. And I would love for us to have a conversation around this. And how can we support each other to make this a really nourishing experience? And that was everything for this week. If you want to find out more, you can find me on my Substack, Joyful Nourishment. Or you can go and visit my website, www.straightforwardnutrition.com. And please come back to Substack and leave a comment if this have sparked your interest, if it had made you think, if you have something that you want to share that would be helpful for all of us in this community as we grow together. Again, thank you, and I'll see you soon.